Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I hope you are having a beautiful Monday. And if you are in the path of where all those storms went, I hope that everything you own is dry at this point. I know that was really, really bad for a huge part of our audience last week, so I hope everything's okay for you guys. And before we get started, we'll do our housekeeping. You know, we love to hear from you, and we really want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on in your business and what you need help with or what you'd like to share. You can join us in a couple of ways. Number one, you can call into the show and speak to our amazing guest or just hear your voice on the radio at 347-989-1363. It's 347-989-1363. And you can connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/decisiveminds, as well as facebook.com/toughtalkradio for this amazing radio network that we're on. And then last but absolutely not least, be sure you're following us on iTunes and so that you can listen to the replays of the shows that you love and listen to any that you might have missed. You can find us on iTunes at Take Action, Get Profits, with an S, on iTunes.com. So Take Action, Get Profits, on iTunes.com, and you'll be able to go back and listen to any shows and anytime you want. Share us with your friends. Tell everybody. Let's just have a party. The more the merrier. So I just came home from an amazing party. Speaking of parties, I was at the Be the Change event this last week with Suzanne Evans. Suzanne is my business coach, and I was there as a speaker and sponsor. And it was a phenomenal week. First of all, it was my first ever time to speak in front of an audience of 700 people. And so although that was a little nerve-wracking, it was phenomenal. I loved it. I would do it again in a heartbeat. And you know, it was a brand new talk for me, and it just really, really was amazing. We've shifted the whole conversation here about building businesses, not just to make a living anymore. It's not about that, right? It's about creating a legacy, creating something that is bigger than you, something that creates the change in the world. And so what more appropriate place to have that conversation than Be the Change? And, you know, just so many amazing people. I met a lot of you who said that you listen to the radio show or you know me from social media or you've been following forever. And, you know, it's just so great to meet so many people. Number one. Number two, I get to hang out with my friends because, you know, we had a conversation while I was there. I was on stage speaking when I did my own talk, but then I also was back for a panel. And the conversation on the panel was about how to utilize community, okay? And we talked about the fact that one of the things I teach my clients is that we look at the way we build business is not solo anymore. Right? We cannot build business by ourselves. We have got to use community because, well, plain and simple, Facebook changed the way we act and operate and think. And we are a social world now. And we are a world of communities. People have always wanted to belong to communities. But now I think that entrepreneurs get that and understand that. And so, you know, when we're out there all by ourselves trying to figure it out and try to get in front of people, that, which, you know, all things we have to do, that's one level of working. But when you can have 40 or 50 other people out there talking about you and promoting you to their communities, or you're seen in other big people's big communities, it's like multiplying your time. That's the true definition of leverage, right? Mm-hmm. I was on this panel. We were talking about community, and we were talking about, you know, the actual strategy that I teach my clients, which is we look for several communities where we can go in to that community and really start to build relationship. And that means it's not a short-term process. It's understanding the long-term of this process. So if I look at my time spent in Suzanne's community, So I started there 4 years ago, came in as a sponsor at her event 4 years ago. And then I hired her as my coach. So that gave me a different level, the next level of relationship in her community. I have sponsored now for 4 years in a row. So these people, her tribe, keeps seeing me there, right? She's promoting me because I'm part of her event, part of her sponsors, one of her clients, all of those things. She's telling people that she believes in me. So it's not just me out there saying I'm good. She's out there saying I'm good too, right? And every year we can see the growth in the return on investment for that sponsorship because the next level, you know, that person who met me 4 years ago who was thinking, you know, maybe I should hire Michelle, but I don't know if I'm ready yet. Now they've worked through the levels of relationship to the point where they're ready to do something. We had phenomenal returns already on our investment, and we've just begun, right? Because everything happens in the follow-up, right? So at the event, we signed 12 people up for coming to my event in September, September 10th through 12th, the Legacy Live event. We also got one new coaching client already and four more that want to have a conversation about specifically about the coaching program this week. We put 320 new names on our list. I have approximately 30 other conversations scheduled over these next 2 weeks, strategy sessions, to talk to people about coming to my event or about a product that I'm going to launch this summer. And, I mean, by the time I get through the follow-up of all this, it will be an amazing return on that investment. And I can tell you that since I have a four-year track record now, I can see that the people who are hiring me right now for coach as a coach, right, as their coach, have been paying attention for a while. So a lot of times on this show, we talk about relationship marketing. We talk about how to use, you know, your email list, your newsletters, social media, how to use those things to help you bring people through the levels of relationship till they get to the point where they're ready to buy. So the important thing is that not only are we doing that, but we're also showing up in the spaces where they are, right? That's why I do sponsorships, but it's specifically why I do sponsorships in specific places, okay? Very, very strategic about those. It's not, just a one-and-done kind of thing. I never do a sponsorship where I'm just sponsoring this year and then I'm not coming back. That's not it. I only do sponsorships if I can see a three to five-year plan, okay? I also, as an entrepreneur, look at a return on investment not as it has to be doubled the day I leave the event, but I want 3 to 4 times my return on investment, and I'm willing to take the time period that I need to take to get that return, okay? So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. It was a phenomenal event. I will tell you, I'm so excited. So I won multiple awards while I was there. I did get an award for, she gives out awards called Hell Yeah Awards, and I got one for being a multiple six-figure entrepreneur, not quite to seven figures yet, but next year I'm going to get that darn trophy, that seven-figure trophy. And but then I also won the Top Booth Award, which was fantastic. We won the award. It's called the Booth Most Likely to Make Money. That's the top award that they give away. It's given by American Express. And our booth won that. And it was phenomenal. So I need to thank Jenna Rodriguez, number one. She is my brander, my designer. She designed everything that went into the booth and helped me get that figured out. And number two, I need to thank Matthew Goldfarb from Corporate Renegade, because I've done a lot of work this year on redefining our message, honing in on the message of the company, and we're getting really clear on that. And so when we designed everything to go into the booth, the message was really clear. So there are pictures up on Facebook, or should be by now. Hopefully Joan has gotten them up, and you can see what the booth looked like. And it was so very cool to win that. I got a $500 American Express gift card and a plaque from American Express, and just fantastic. And by the way, American Express just announced that they are going to sponsor my event in September. So, hey, you got to be where everybody is, right? Show up so things happen for you. All right. I am super excited because we have two amazing guests today. You know, a lot of times my guests are coming on and I'm just meeting them for the first time, but I love it when I have guests that I already know. So I am really excited. We'll be back after a little short commercial break here with our first guest, and I know you guys are going to love him. So be back with us in a few minutes. Talk to you then.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Stop working so hard and learn to do the things that matter. If your business is not successful and you know your stuff and are getting results for your clients, it's not your fault. The good news is you can change it and your bottom line. All it takes is having the right strategy and being able to follow a consistent plan for your business success. Learn how at Michelle Sism's 3-day event in Houston in September. Go to takeactiongetprofits.com to learn more.
All right, and we are back with Jim Palmer. Jim, are you there?
I am, Michelle. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. Jim, how have you been?
Doing just wonderful. Thank you.
You are so very welcome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little bit of your official intro because I don't want to miss anything good, but then we're going to just tell everybody, you know, kind of the Jim Palmer story, how you got here.
Okay, I'm paying vast attention right now. You make it sound good, Michelle.
That's right. That's exactly right. So listen, guys, this is Jim Palmer, and you can find out more about Jim at getjimpalmer.com. Be sure you go to his website. But Jim is a marketing and business building expert and the host of Newsletter Guru TV and Stick Like Glue Radio. He's known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, the go-to resource for maximizing the profitability of customer relationships. He's the founder and president of Custom Newsletters, Inc., which is the parent company of No Hassle Newsletters, No Hassle Social Media, the Newsletter Guru's Concierge Print and Mail on Demand, Magnetic Attraction and Retention Training Program. Lordy, Jim, this list goes on and on and on. And I think this man writes more books than anybody I know. I was looking through the list because I was like, how many of these do I already have? I have It's Okay to Be Scared, But Don't Give Up. I have The Magic of Newsletter Marketing, and there's so many others. And you have a new one. So
yes.
Yeah, very cool.
My sixth book in 6 years.
Oh my goodness.
About a year and a half ago, I put out Stop Waiting for It to Get Easier, Create Your Dream Business Now, and I was so blessed to have one of the former Sharks, Kevin Harrington, write the foreword, and I said, you know what, I've arrived. And so I thought I'd take a break because, I mean, you know, Michelle, with a lot of work writing a book. And then I felt that tapping on the shoulder, and I just felt nudged to write a book, which is called Decide, the Ultimate Success Trigger. So now I'm officially going to take a break until I get nudged again, I guess.
It is just the way we are. I have to tell everyone, though, that when I met Jim, I will never forget when I met you, Jim, because we were both speaking at Adam Urbanski's event. And
oh, no.
You came
I know which
running
one. It was
out
the cape one, right?
In a red cape and jumped up on that stage. I will never forget that. My first thought was, holy crap, how am I going to follow that? Okay? So, yes, I remember it vividly.
Michelle, should we give your listeners a little bit of the backstory on that?
Yes, please do.
So, you know, I'm very big into marketing, and some about 4 years ago, I think, maybe five, gosh, time flies. So I created a new caricature, you know, like super newsletter guru, saving the planet one newsletter at a time. And I showed it to Adam Urbanski. We met and had breakfast at Yannick Silver's Underground event, and he was kind of poking fun at me, and that's when he invited me to come speak at his event. And he said, you ought to get a real cape and do that, Jim. And I said, I don't know. He said, and then he goes, Jim, I can't imitate his Polish accent, but
yeah.
He goes, if you don't do it, you will not like how I introduce you on my stage, you know. So I got this cape made, and the truth of the story is I was a nervous man, because I'm like, Superman would not run and like walk up on the steps, or so. I met the AV guys there like at the crack of dawn, like 7 o'clock, before anybody showed up. And I practiced running, because it was a big room. And I practiced running so I could bound up on stage without falling on my face. That was pretty memorable, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my goodness. I know. I've been following you ever since then. That's how I've gotten the books, because I get everything that you do, it seems like. And so you really are just all about marketing, the whole marketing genius behind that. But I want to talk about Decide, right? And that's
yeah.
the newest book. And yeah. tell me what's going on. What's in the book? What is it?
Well, I know you do your own live events, and I heard you in the monologue. You go to a lot of live events, you do your own. Well, I started doing my own. I've done three so far. They've all sold out. At my next one coming up in Annapolis in October. And, it was at one of those events when I decided to, I really opened up and shared a lot of my kind of backstory, because, you know, you go to events and people go, oh, this is what you do, look how smart I am, follow me, you know. And I
yeah.
decided to tell a little bit of my backstory, my struggle, how much, you know, I was broke, and not just broke, like, you know, in debt, the old rags to riches. I mean, I was unemployed for 15 months. I had four teenagers and just a kind of a slow start. And I shared a lot of that story, Michelle, and how I grew my company initially for at least 3 years on credit cards, well over six figures in debt, but I kept persevering, and because I knew I could turn it around. And for anybody listening, if you're in debt, you can't save your way out of debt. You have to grow your way out of debt. So keep pushing forward, doing smart things, but, you know, keep pushing forward. And so I told that story, and people said, Jim, that a couple of guys, I don't know, Michelle, I'm sure you've had this, but I'm standing there telling this very personal story. And I saw it, like, at least three grown people with tears in their eyes. And I knew at that moment that I was making a connection. A couple of them came up to me afterwards and said, you just told me what I need to keep on keeping on, you know, because that's where I am now. And then a bunch of people started saying, man, you ought to share that with a bigger audience. You ought to write that in the book. That was the genesis for Decide, by the way. And so I knew I just couldn't make it about my own story and my, you know, my initial struggles. But so I've just been studying, you know, very successful entrepreneurs. And one of the things that I believe it really separates, you know, kind of ordinary entrepreneurs from those that are achieving, you know, multiple six figures or seven figure businesses is the ability to decide. I mean, they seem to have an uncanny ability to spot opportunity or to assess a situation, or whether it's a problem or a challenge. But then, Michelle, they decide yes or no. They never decide, I'll think about it, because I'll think about
right.
it, even though some people would say that's a decision. It's not. It puts you into a place that I've deemed Squishyville, and nothing happens in Squishyville. Just it's the world is full of people who can't make up their mind. So yes or no is a decision, and that moves you forward. And growing businesses love momentum, so make a decision. That's kind of the genesis, and we cover a lot of stuff. I mean, I talk about being authentic, about being an imposter, immunity to criticism, the need to be perfect. I talk about a lot of what I call head trash type things that hold people back.
Yeah, actually, you kind of headed that way a little bit when you were talking about your event a little while ago, when you said that you you know, really opened up and told the truth and honesty, and the whole, you know, people just want to know what's really going on, and they want the real
mm-hmm.
us. And when we're vulnerable, right, and willing to say, you know, when we're willing to tell the truth, is, you know, how much you put
it's
in,
refreshing.
What it took to get it, it's refreshing. That's exactly right. There's an awful lot of people out there that don't bother to put in that part of the information in the story, you know?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it really, I think so many times it inspires people to know that they're headed in the right direction, they're on the right track. Yes, it's difficult, but again, you make the decision. I love that whole statement of, you know, you can't save your way out of debt, you have to grow your way out of debt. And people get really screwed up in their, especially in the beginning stages of their business, in not making the right decisions.
And one of the other things, and I know you've talked about this, in fact, you talked about it earlier on this show, is the power of community. And, you know, what I tell people, and I say it on the website for the event, I said, if you're looking for a silver, you know, a magic pill, silver bullet, don't come. You will be sorely disappointed, because I'm all about building real businesses. And every real business, if you've ever looked at it, is built on powerful relationships. And, you know, whether it's customers, clients, patients, whatever, those relationships are what, you know, that's what helps you do more business, help sell more of the products, more repeat. Those are the relationships that do create referrals and JVs. And, you know, if you think about it, when you go meet, you know, your perfect someone. And so at my event, I tell a story how I met my wife, and I was painfully shy when I was much younger than I am now. And so was she. And, you know, we saw each other, and we know now it was kind of like, ooh, cute, right? But we were so shy, we couldn't even, like, introduce ourselves. Thankfully, I was working at the time, and my buddy that I was working with goes, wow, you really like Steph, don't you? I said, yeah. And he goes, hey, Steph, come here. Just like 2 months ago, I was you. And I told that story, and I said, so no matter, it's illustrative, Michelle, because no matter how much I thought it'd be a long-term relationship, you'd eventually get married, you'd have kids, if I had said any of that at that moment, you would have thought I was the biggest creep in the world, right? So
right.
Relationships take time. People want to have a, you know, big coaching business or sell a lot of stuff from like right from the get-go. It's a little hard to do, because if nobody knows you, what you stand for, what kind of value you deliver, like they don't hear from previous customers. I mean, it's not to say you can't build a successful business quickly. I'm all for that. But it's always built on being in relationships and providing value.
Yeah, I think that there's a misconception that it does happen quickly. And we actually see that everywhere in life, right? We see all of a sudden someone has a number one hit song, right? And we feel like, wow, overnight they became a success. And in reality, they've been in bars for 15 years playing, right? It's just, and it's the same way for entrepreneurs. We have to put in the time. We have to earn the right to get to these levels where we're seeing the successes that we're seeing, right? We got to put in the time and build the relationships and do what it takes. So, excellent.
No doubt.
And
you go ahead, Michelle.
Well, I was just going to say, and it all comes back to decide. That's what I love about your book, right? Every single one, every single step is all in the decision, and it comes back to the decide. So.
Because you know what? The opposite of deciding is indecision. And that's like, right. To me, I said, that's like tying an anchor around your waist and trying to run, you know, down the beach. It's just mm-hmm. not going to happen. The world is full of indecision. The people, I mean, when you think about one of the folks that I talk about as being very gutsy is like Fred Smith. When he started Federal Express in the late 70s, for goodness sakes, he didn't buy a used Cessna and fly around Kentucky and Tennessee seeing if his thing worked. He bought multiple jets. He had pilot and co-pilot, ground crews, delivery vans. And for like the first several months, he's delivering sometimes 20 overnight letter packages, which is what they did at the time, for $20, $25, losing millions of dollars. That guy went all in, as I say. He pushed his chips into the middle, and he kept doubling down on his business. Eventually, it caught hold because enough relationships were formed. He satisfied enough clients. People started talking about it. You know, and things took hold. So it does take time, and you just have to hang in there and keep providing value.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And those times show. So very cool. So you have another event coming out, such as this, in October?
I do. My event's called Dream Business Academy, and it's October 7th, 8th, and 9th in Annapolis, Maryland. We kind of alternate between West Coast. We just, about a month ago, we did our one in San Diego, so we kind of go West Coast, East Coast, because Jim doesn't want to fly every time. So we're doing it in beautiful Annapolis, which is a very cool historic town.
And it's built, Create Your Dream Business, is that what you said?
Yep, it's a Dream Biz Academy, dreambizacademy.com.
Oh.
And so that would be the website for that.
Awesome. So what's coming up besides the event? What else is on the horizon?
Well, you know, I'm a grandfather now. If you've followed me on Facebook at all,
yes.
People know my grandson, Nathan. And my daughter's going to have a little girl in August. So,
wonderful.
I mean, you know, in the near future, I'm going to Dallas to speak at an event in this end of this week. And then no more travel. I still work, but I take a good part of the summer and no travel and just spend time with family in my boat, which is a 30-year dream come true last year. And so I'm in a mastermind group, and earlier this year, Michelle, we're committing to making big goals. My big goal for this year is to work 3 or 4 days at the week the most. And people go, well, why is that a goal? I said, because it's really hard for me not to work. You know, I've got such a strong work ethic. It's like, how can I go to my boat on like Thursday when everybody else is working? I just kind of play. And it's like, it's really hard for me, even though I've kind of earned the right to do that. It's just very difficult. That is actually a big goal for me, is to really have a good summer, a good fun summer.
Yeah. And, you know, so when I first met you, you were very much focused on the newsletter stuff at that point, and you had some brilliant thought processes around newsletters. And we have about 5 minutes left. Why don't we talk a little bit about newsletter marketing before we go?
Absolutely. Well, it tees right up into the relationships. You know, what most entrepreneurs and small business owners want are they want more business and, you know, more sales, more profit. And again, that comes from strong relationships. One of the great things about newsletters, it's the best relationship building tool there is. And, you know, while online newsletters or e-zines, as they're often called, are good and that should be a part of your overall mix, what I'm talking about are paper and ink, print and mail newsletters. You know, even rock star internet marketers are, you know, they're having a hard time getting any kind of a decent open rate. But yet when you print and mail a newsletter for whether it's 50 cents or a dollar a month, whatever it is, that arrives in your customer's mailbox. I mean, they have to at least see it before they throw it out, you know.
Yeah.
So you're staying top of mind. And the great thing about a newsletter, it will absolutely lead to more repeat business. It's going to give you an opportunity by way of a success story of telling people more about what you sell and how you can help them. Because, Michelle, everybody comes into our world by way of a single transaction. So they're at that point only aware of one thing that we do, one service, one product. You know, if for instance, there was somebody that, say, helped people with Facebook marketing, but yet they also do LinkedIn or sales training, whatever it is, they're only aware of that one thing. And a newsletter is a way that every month you can become more familiar with somebody that you've already proven that you know, like, and trust because you've given them money at least once. So it takes that relationship to the next level. So newsletters are a wonderful way to do that. You know, we've been very blessed. We serve hundreds of clients in multiple industries on 9 continents use our No Hassle newsletters, and we've just got it all dialed in. So it's pretty easy. I mean, what I tell people is if you spend any more than like half an hour a month getting your newsletter out the door, then you're overthinking it because we've already really done the work for you.
Yeah, okay, good. So those physically mailed newsletters, we're looking at once a month. Is that what I just heard you say? I think that's.
Yep. You should do that every month. You should do it every month. And I'll give you another tip. You should mail it the same day or maybe the same 1 or 2 days every month. And I'll tell you why. Because this is a tip, Michelle, that actually costs no extra money other than making sure you do it. So there's no extra financial. But, you know, when you go to your mailbox and you probably subscribe to a bunch of magazines and or you get your insurance or electric bill, things like that, they arrive the same day every month. I mean, everything's
good.
So those things, the things that don't arrive on the same day that arrive sporadically throughout the month, those things, fairly or unfairly, are classified as junk mail. Some of it you like to get, but it's still junk mail. But things that arrive the same Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday of the whatever that of the week is has a higher perceived value. So what I tell people is mail your newsletter, and it doesn't matter when you start. So if you started today, whatever the day – oh, it's the first, actually. So if you started your newsletter today, you want to mail your newsletter the first of every month, and that will give it a higher perceived value. So people know it, they count on it, they look forward to it, and it's gonna get more readership because of that.
And that's the service that you offer, like a done-for-you type service, right?
That's right. It's called No Hassle Newsletters, and thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. So we have 1 minute before we go to break. Where would you like everyone to connect with you? Because you have so much great information. I told them your website, which is the getjimpalmer.com. Anywhere else you want them to connect?
Well, I'd like to give everybody in your audience a free copy of my book, Decide. And while our grand promo is over, I left the website up. So what we'll do is we'll actually ship it. It's an actual paperback book. It's not a digital download. The only thing we would ask is they pay for shipping and handling, which is $6.95. Is at DecideForSuccessBook, DecideForSuccessBook.com. You can get a free copy of my book in the mail, and it's just $6.95 for shipping and handling.
Awesome. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to go order mine as soon as we go to break.
Great connecting with you. I'm glad the image of me bounding up on stage with my cape flowing in the air is still ever present in your mind.
It is. It was, it's just one of those moments in life you'll never forget.
Actually,
I looked for the picture. I know I have a picture of it. I just couldn't find it. I was hoping to find it, and if I still find it, I might just post it on social media for you. So.
Well, it's an awful pleasure connecting with you. Congratulations
you
on all your success, Michelle.
Thank you so much. Talk to you again soon.
All right,
guys,
bye-bye.
We're going to take a short commercial break here, and we'll be back with our second guest.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Working hard but not making money? Are you ready to finally start being paid what you are worth? Learn how business strategy coach Michelle Sism and her clients are creating 6+ figure businesses. Check out Michelle Sism's free video series where she reveals her step-by-step strategy for creating consistent cash flow in your business. You can learn more at highlypaidauthority.com.
And we are back with our second guest of the show. Marissa, are you there?
Yes, and it's Marissa.
Oh, Marissa. And I know that, too.
Not to worry. I've got one of those names.
I know. I was actually sitting here looking back at Facebook going, tell me where we met. It's too many events, too much social media. And I was trying to look, but we've known each other on Facebook forever, so I don't remember if it was an event or just a phone call. I don't remember how our relationship started. Do you remember?
I can't remember either, but I know that we've run into each other several different places.
I know. Multiple times. So when I saw your name pop up on my list for the show today, I was like, oh, my goodness, this is awesome. So
I know.
Wonderful. Yeah, and so, why don't we do this? Let's have you tell them a little bit. I want to share, first of all, your website with them, which is liveyourmessage.com. It is awesome. I was actually just over there a second ago, and when I popped on, I saw that button that says, does your website suck? And I was like, that's my kind of messaging, right? It was fantastic. So, but I want you to kind of tell them who you are and how you got here story.
Excellent. Sure, I would love to. And my philosophy when it comes to messaging is to go bold or go home, because we're living in a world of 933 million websites, and oftentimes we're in competition with hundreds of thousands of people who do what we do. And the way to differentiate really is about things like messaging and branding and being more of who we are. So that's why I like that kind of messaging.
Cool.
So my journey as an entrepreneur started about, 5 years ago, and at the time I was working as a documentary film director. And I was working as a filmmaker for hire for somebody else's company, and I was there finishing up a film, just getting it all ready for the final stages of post-production, and my boss comes into the office, and she asked for my power cable. It was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and she just says, "Can I have your power cable?" And I didn't have a lot of battery life left on the computer because I hadn't had it plugged in. So I said, "You know, no, I really need it so we can get this project out." And that conversation turned into, it just escalated, and it turned into, "Can I have your power cable?" And then from there it moved on to, "I own that power cable, and I own that computer, and by extension, I own you." And in that moment, I realized that I'd been giving my power away, building somebody else's business, and receiving a not even that good paycheck for it. And I realized that I didn't want to give my power away anymore, and I didn't want to spend my life really building somebody else's business who didn't appreciate me for that work. And the thing is that I had no idea what else I could do. I'd spent my life as a creative making films. So what I did know is that I could tell stories and I could make things look good and I could make things sound good. And I just started to get the idea that maybe my path lay somewhere at the intersection of the internet and entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And that really began the journey. And I know we live in a world where so many people are giving their power away every single day, you know, showing up at jobs or situations that don't fully support the expression of who they are and their unique gifts in the world. And I do believe that the ability to take everything that you are and know and the experiences you have and turn it into a thriving business that expresses who you are and has a huge impact in the world is one of the most transformative experiences. And we live in this amazing time where the internet makes it possible for us to reach basically a tribe that's around the world. And regardless of who we are and what we do, there are people like us and the 8 million people on this planet. And I just think it's an extraordinary time.
Very cool. I saw on your website, you know, for me, our messages are very much aligned in that, you know, it is all about building that business that really is bigger than us, expresses who we are. We have the courage to go out and just do it, right? We're looking for those people who have the courage to go out and do it. And when I was looking at your website earlier, I saw that you have what you call your live your message system, really, that has the 7 core stages of that system.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I thought that was brilliant. First of all, I just want to tell you that. I thought it was brilliant. And I thought it would be great to talk a little bit about that. I also would love to talk about an event. I think you have, is it called Message to Money Live? Is that what the event is?
It is called Message to Money Live, yes.
Excellent. Good memory on my part. Wow. So I would love to talk about that and anything else you have going on. So why don't we start real quick with the message, you know, the Live Your Message system. Let's talk about that a little bit first.
Absolutely. So the Live Your Message system is really about building your business from the inside out. So what I find after having worked with thousands of entrepreneurs around the world building all different kinds of businesses online is that there's a tendency to start building a business from the outside in. And what I mean by that is to begin creating websites and creating marketing without really knowing what your unique differentiation is and why people are going to want to work with you instead of everybody else out there. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this call, when we're in a world where there's a lot of skepticism in the market and there's so many different websites, I think there's like 103 million new sites coming online every single year, which means if you blink your eyes just once, a new website has hit the net.
Mm-hmm.
So what used to work 3 years ago or 5 years ago, where you could just put up a squeeze page and a sales page and all of a sudden be off to the races online, no longer works now. And people need to know you and trust you and understand why they should pay attention to you if you're ever going to get the time of day. And we also live in a world where people are so busy and attention starved that if you can't really grab them within a matter of seconds, it's like you don't even exist. And maybe it's okay if you don't exist if you've got a message that doesn't really matter, but if you're doing really transformative, life-changing work that can make a huge difference in people's lives, then the ability to master that first impression and really captivate people's attention is absolutely critical. And actually, the studies show that between in the year 2000, I think human attention span was at 12 seconds. And, you know, a few years later, I think in 2013, human attention span has dropped down to 7 seconds, which is actually 1 second less than a goldfish. So we now have an attention span that's less than a goldfish, and that's what we're really working with in terms of being able to really communicate to people in a way that lights them up and inspires them to lean in and ask, you know, tell me more about that. Now, do you have a card? And I think what happens to most people when they don't have their messaging right and they don't really understand why they do what they do and why that matters to their audience and how they do it differently, what the unique value is in the marketplace, is people just kind of glaze over, you know, and the conversation ends or they bounce off your website. So the Live Your Message system is really about building that business from the outside in. And the very first stage of that is to master your message, you know, the M of message, master your message. Because without understanding that what you do, who you are, how you're different, those fundamental questions, then any kind of marketing that you create or any kind of website that you build isn't going to have the results that you want in terms of really turning visitors into subscribers and into customers and into repeat customers on every single page. So the messaging and that ability to understand and communicate with your audience in a way that really lights them up is just mission critical. And once you have that, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that's something that is continually improving, I feel, right? So we start out with that message in the beginning, and we're continuing to hone in as we better define who our audience is, better define who our ideal client is, and what it is that we're doing. So
absolutely. It's a totally dynamic process because not just, you know, everybody's business evolves as they reach higher levels of success, but the market evolves and what people expect evolves as well. So every time I hit a ceiling, a glass ceiling in my business, I look back at the fundamental questions of what business am I really in? Because sometimes I've seen entrepreneurs do this, you know, small pivot and all of a sudden reinvent their businesses. And it's like the profit starts to flow all of a sudden because they realize that what their audience wanted was this one thing that they're doing and not all these other things that they're doing. And it's a constant process of going back to the fundamental questions. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there who are, you know, selling tools and tricks and strategies and the latest, greatest thing that you can do online or whether it's social media or something else. And sometimes what's most effective is going back to that fundamental question of who are you, what do you do in the market, how is it different, and how can you speak to your audience in a way that, you know, inspires the most amount of engagement, really serves them, and that's when the profit really flows. And then once you turn on those marketing systems, once you place those Facebook ads, once you start that podcast, it's like it's dialed in and you can really start to see results from those marketing activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. Is this what you focus on in your event or is it something different?
Yeah. Well, Message to Money Live is all about what I call the holy trifecta of how to make a difference online. And it's based on the 3 days are based on the formula of attraction, conversion, and engagement. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that almost all business owners focus on attraction, which is how do I get more people in the door? How do I get more people to my website? How do I get more people on the phone? And then really good businesses also focus on conversion, which is how do I get more people to say yes to something with me, whether that's signing up for my newsletter, whether that is, you know, doing that consultation call and seeing if it's a good fit, whether it's buying something from me. And then what I notice is that the truly great, exceptional, successful businesses also focus on the third element of engagement. So that relates to if someone does do something like sign up for my newsletter, how do I make sure that they actually consume and engage with whatever it is that they just signed up for? Mm-hmm. So how do I make sure if they're signing up for a report or an ebook that they actually read the report or the ebook? How do I make sure if they buy a product from me that they actually go through the product so they can get the results that I promise them? Because if they just, you know, sign up for something and then never crack it open or buy a product and leave it sitting on the shelf and shrink wrap, then most likely they're not going to become repeat customers. And the thing is that something like 80% of businesses work too hard because they're leaving, you know, it's 80% easier to get an existing customer to say yes to signing up for something new as it is to get a new customer in the door. So you're working 1,200% too hard if you don't really get this engagement part right, because
right.
it's so much easier to re-engage existing customers. And I feel like so much marketing is focused on, you know, new people, rather than saying, how can I really fulfill and deliver and make an extraordinary impact on my existing customers so they become the $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 customers that are going to build really the high end of my business too.
Yeah, I love that, the whole focus on the engagement part of that, right? And a lot of times when I have clients that are, you know, putting out products, that's one of their main concerns, is that people buy them and don't complete them. Or, you know, and if we look at human nature, that is human nature. So there are things that we can do to engage them to have them complete the process. So very cool, very cool. How about, we're looking at about 5 more minutes, and I want to be sure that, well, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's give them some details on the event, where they can find out more and all that good stuff, and then we'll see, you know, where else they should connect with you. I also think I saw that you were getting ready to do a webinar or something, or I don't remember what it was. There was some opt-in I wanted to talk about, so.
Sure, absolutely. Well, our live event is happening July 15th to 17th in Los Angeles, and it's all about how to monetize your message online and really turn it into solid, reliable income by not just attracting more customers, but learning how to increase your conversion to the people who are visiting your website and who are already interacting with you in some way. And then once you get them to do something with you, whether that's signing up for your list or a free consultation call, how do you really master the engagement side of things so people not just sign up for your content, but really, really consume it and enjoy it and get the results so they want to become those repeat customers that really grow your business?
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening, like I said, July 15th through 17th. We actually have an early bird special that ends today, June 1st,
oh, wow.
for $197. And June 2nd, it goes up to $297. So if you go to messagetomoneylive.com, there's a video on the page that I definitely recommend that you watch. And what I found in my own life is that it's really easy as an entrepreneur to isolate and to kind of be at home staring at the computer and just making things happen. But a lot of the biggest breakthroughs that I found in my own business is when I've taken the time to jump on a plane and step outside of working in my business and really have the opportunity to be in a new place with new people and get inspiration and really focus on working on my business and not getting caught up in everything. And when I've done that, I feel like I've had the biggest quantum leaps in my business at those times. And so I really want to provide a context where people can come together and get the feedback that they need on their messaging, this kind of center of the Live Your Message framework of understanding your message and your brand and the fundamental questions of, you know, what it is about your work that's going to draw your audience to you and have them invest in you.
Right.
And so that's why we're putting on this event, to really support entrepreneurs and understanding that, because without your message, it's like you look and sound like everybody else online saying the same things in the same way, and it's really hard to, you know, have a breakthrough when
absolutely.
People hardly even notice that you're out there. So that's what the event is about, and just go to
messagetomoneylive.com.
Oh, MessageToMoneyLive.com.
MessageToMoneyLive.com. Awesome. Great. I wanted to make sure that they got that. Very cool. So that's July 15th through 17th in Los Angeles. You guys need to check that out. Oh, yeah. I just popped over the website. Great looking stuff here. So MessageToMoneyLive.com. And tell me what else you might have going on that people can connect with you on.
Absolutely. So I do have a webinar that's coming up on Wednesday, and I'm just going to quickly for the link to that so I can find it for people. But I'm doing a webinar which is really about the 5 ways that you can tweak your website to really increase conversion. So what happens is, like I said, a lot of people focus so much time and effort on the marketing activities, which are time-consuming and they can be expensive. But don't really look at how can I increase my conversions on my website to make sure that the people who are coming are really going to do the action that I want them to do. So based on, you know, what kind of business that you've got, whether you've got a business based on one-on-one products and services and consulting, and you really get more customers by getting people to sign up for, say, some kind of consultation call, initial session with you to really optimize your entire site around that one single action. So you're turning visitors into consultation calls. And once you get on the phone mm-hmm. with them, then from there you can really inspire them to work with you. Or if you've got more of a what I call a list build business or an authority business where you get new customers and make more money and make an impact by building your list and having people engage with you, then that's a really, really great way to get people going as well. So that's really what the webinar is about. And I'm just going to get a link for you. Where's a good place to put the link in, because it's not exactly a pretty link?
Okay. So how about, I'll tell you what you do is I'll let you give it to our producer, Tony. You can just email it to Tony, and he will put it up on our link for the show. And then everybody can just get it off of Facebook on the show. So that work for you?
Sure, absolutely.
Awesome. Perfect. So he'll, as soon as he gets that from you, he will put that up with all the other information because he's out there posting your websites and your event page as we speak. So good deal. We'll get that out there for you guys so that you can get that. That's this coming Wednesday, right?
It is this coming Wednesday, and it's at noon Pacific. So this Wednesday at noon Pacific.
Okay.
And fantastic. I only do this particular webinar a few times a year.
Okay. All right. Great. We will get that out for everyone. So thank you so much for being here. And, guys, be sure you get connected with Marisa at on her website, liveyourmessage.com. Be sure you check out her event at messagetomoneylive.com. And then I'm sure that you're all over social media. I know we're connected to on social media, so I know you're all over social media. So look her up, and thank you again so much. This is great having you on the show.
Sure thing.
Awesome.
All right.
All right, guys, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back to finish off the show.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Stop working so hard and learn to do the things that matter. If your business is not successful and you know your stuff and are getting results for your clients, it's not your fault. The good news is you can change it and your bottom line. All it takes is having the right strategy and being able to follow a consistent plan for your business success. Learn how at Michelle Sism's 3-day event in Houston in September. Go to takeactiongetprofits.com to learn more.
Awesome. What a great show. You know, we started out really talking about community. We moved through two great conversations about how to get in front of your community, stay in front of your community. We talked to Jim about his new book, the Side book, and you can get your copy of the Side by just paying for the shipping and handling, and it's pretty cool, at decideforsuccessbook.com. So be sure you check that out and check out Jim Palmer at getjimpalmer.com. You know, he also, he's brilliant when it comes to a newsletter conversation. And we talk a lot about online newsletters and staying connected to your email, your list through email. But I want to tell you, and we didn't really talk about it in his segment, I thought about it later, that you know, this whole thing of getting something in the mail has actually come around to working again. The direct mail is huge. It's got a great response. And it's because so few people are doing it now. Everyone's gone to the online electronic version of everything. So when you physically mail something to someone, you actually stand out. So I want you guys to, you know, to keep that in mind, that we're looking for these, you know, these ways to really get noticed and be seen. And like he said, they're going to put their hands on it, right? It's real easy to just click that little X and get rid of your email without opening it, but they're going to have to actually touch your newsletter before they throw it in the trash, and odds are they will open it and look at it. I still get, you know, I get gems in the mail every month. James Malinchek still sends one out, and it works. It just works. I think I'm going to have to contact Jim and get mine going too. I was sitting here thinking I need to be doing that. That's the next level, right? We're constantly looking for that next step in the marketing. And then to talk to Marisa was awesome as well. And we started talking about her Live Your Message system. And so if you go to her website, liveyourmessage.com, and you click on the About page, you're going to see her description of those seven core stages of living your message, or the Live Your Message system. And she started talking to us about mastering your message, right? Really understanding what that is. You know, I told you earlier in the show that I won the Best Booth Award, and one of the reasons I did is because I have a very clear message, and I'm 5.5 years into this business, and I feel like I finally have a clear message, right? So it's ever-growing, ever-changing. You know, what's the next step of it? So we want to be looking at that. The second thing she talks about in her system is engage and inspire with your brands. The third thing is to structure your content to sell. And I think when she talked about her event that's coming up and she talked about attraction, conversion, and engagement, that's extremely important. You guys are missing the boat sometimes when you're putting out a lot of content, but maybe there's no call to action, or you know, it doesn't bring them back to your website. It's sitting out on a format that doesn't give them access to you. There's lots of things you can do to structure your content so that it sells. The fourth thing she has is supercharge your website to get results. I love that she said that marketing should be, how'd she put it? She said build from the inside out, not from the outside in. So you don't create your website before you understand who your ideal client is, before you really are clear on what your message is. A lot of people feel like they can't have a business until their website is up, and that's just not reality. It's great for you to have a website, and yes, people want to know more about you, but the fact is that you really have to hone in on these before you waste time on your website and waste money on your website. The fifth thing on her list is to activate your marketing machine, and the sixth thing is to grow your influence through partners. Really huge. We talked about community. We talked about being part of other people's communities, being seen and heard in those communities. In that first section that I did, talking about being at Be the Change and Suzanne's event, it's all about the influence through those partners, getting in front of their communities, which then become part of your community, and we grow this larger, larger, larger community, right? And then her seventh step is to explode your impact. So be sure that you check out her website and check out her event, and we will be putting up the link for her webinar on Wednesday and get all of that done. And then we will talk about this more on upcoming shows, but I am super, super, super excited that we are announcing that we have changed the name of our event. Our 3-day is officially September 10th through 12th, 2015. It is the Legacy Live event. We're taking what we've done for the last 4 years. This is our fifth year to do this event, and we are making it, we're taking it to the next level. It's not about starting businesses. It's about building consistency. It's about building something that can be scaled and sold if you want to sell it. So, awesome. Be sure you check us out at legacyliveevent.com. This is Michelle Sism saying be decisive, have a fantastic week, and we will see you again next week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.